listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. That's right. You're listening to The Max, only here on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. What's up, everybody? It is, I don't even know what day it is. It is Sunday, March 8th, 2009, 11 p.m. live out of New York, 8 p.m. live out of L.A. We've got Mama Makeup on the show again tonight, Sharon. So I'm going to let her say hello, and then I'm going to do my birthday wishes. Sharon, what's going on?
Hello, Max. I love you so much, Max.
I love
Max,
that you're
on. Max, what's... I just want to tell you, I'm having dinner in the Marina Del Rey with Baby Gay. And my new favorite hairdresser in the whole wide world, Larry. And Baby Gay and I are having dinner here at the Chart House in Marina Del Rey. And, oh, my God, we're having award-winning lobster soup, lobster bisque, and clam chowder. It's so delicious. I'm so happy right now.
Well, I'm happy you're on.
I'm enjoying life. And it's really important to enjoy life with this economy. And we need to enjoy life.
And we got to take life to the max, you know what I mean? But
let me
tell all my list.
Life to the max.
So, everyone, as you remember, last week I had Mama Makeup on with Rocco and Sasha. I got to give a big, big shout-out, sashacampbell.com. And, of course, our boy Rocco. You remember fashionnewslive.com.
Yes.
And before I go any further, I got to do my birthday wishes, everyone. So I got to say happy birthday. Today, actually, is my friend Patrick's birthday and Beth Bolt, BethBolt.com. Happy birthday, Beth Bolt. Then we've got to wish happy birthday this week to Brandon, to Marco. Hey, it's your boy David LaChapelle's birthday coming up the 11th. So
yay.
Happy birthday to him. To Leah, to Heather, and to Caitlin, happy birthday, everybody. And have a wonderful week. You know, tonight's show is Max and Friends. We're taking life to the max. You know, to tell you the truth, guys, I really didn't plan this show because it's been such a crazy week. I was in L.A. I flew in on the red eye, had lunch with my dear friend Irene Zielinski. She's going to have an amazing jewelry line coming out, so we're going to talk about that later on another show. And then literally I went to go see my friend Anne Berlin's play called Pocket Change. Today was the last day, so unfortunately I can't say if you're in New York to go see it, but it was amazing. Anne Berlin, big up to you. My friend Christian, he has a new book. I'm going to have him come on the show in the future to talk about this amazing watch book. Other than that, I then got into the car, drove up to Vermont, went to Okemo, did some snowmobiling, had an amazing time. It was fantastic, award-winning snowmobiling. Not really, because we fucked up, but go to my Facebook if you want to see the pictures because it was hysterical. And if you're around town and you're going to Okemo and you want to go skiing, it's the place to be because they've got some great, great discounts going on for this recession that we're going in. Skiing's a fun thing to do. And if you're in that area, in Rutland area or Okemo area, you got to go to two restaurants. One is DJ's, had an amazing meal there last night. Richard is an ex-boxer. He has an amazing restaurant there. And then had a wonderful prime rib. And the night before, we went to Bella Luna with my dear friend Mary. So go check them out if you're up in that area in Okemo Mountain and you want to go skiing. But anyway, so here we are with Mama Makeup, Sharon herself, and I on To The Max. And Sharon, so tell me what's going on.
Well, I just finished – I just finished a big plate in mussels. It was really great, and I feel really happy right now. And I'm having some Patron tequila margarita, and I'm really happy with that. And I had a booty call come in from Bronx, New York, and his name was Ronnie, and it was really a disappointment. It was an extreme disappointment.
And why was it so disappointing?
Because sometimes you have to be careful from these guys from New York, because Ronnie basically hustled me. I broke up with my ex-boyfriend, Kevin Kovacs, and he works at the Chambers Hotel in New York. And Kevin, I've been brokenhearted. He broke up with me on Valentine's Day. And you can see, I do a lot of things on my Facebook for Kevin because Kevin's mother is going through cancer right now. And you told me about this amazing place, which is the Cancer Hope Center, which is in Reno, Nevada.
That's right.
I just want to kidnap Edna and take her there and heal her because – all the things that you showed me about cancer and, what the Cancer Hope Center does in Reno, Nevada, I want to take Edna away and just heal her.
Well,
I know that's the right place for you.
Yeah, that's Dr. Forsyth. He wrote a great book. You've got to get this book, too, called The Ultimate Guide to Natural Health. It's a quick reference guide. Great book. And he's the same guy, you know, from out there. But cool, cool place. And definitely, you know, cancer can be healed, and I'm really confident that that place can do it. Also, go to Less Cancer.
Well, Edna, can I tell you, Edna has had a really extremely hard life. And Edna is the kind of person that probably will, I don't know, these kind of people in the Bronx, sometimes they don't have hope. And sometimes we have to show them what hope is.
That's right.
And I would love to fly Edna to the doctor and heal her. That would be my dream, is to send Edna and teach her what hope is.
Yeah.
And now, that would be my dream.
Well, and you've got a lot of dreams going on because, you know, Sharon was on last week and we were talking about a bunch of things. But I know this is a really important one for you. And also it ties into something that you're doing in the Bronx. So you're doing a screenplay, aren't you?
To teach people faith, because I'm doing a documentary called Street Life. And my documentary is about helping people that have just to teach them about. It's not like the OC and it's not like Laguna Hills. It's basically life and death situation of what it's like, that song Street Life, that, you know, Quentin Tarantino and Foxy Brown, you know, and you know, Jackie Brown, Street Life. Street Life is really what we need to know. And especially with, you know, our President of the United States, we need to look at the Department of Peace and understand that our inner cities, and with domestic violence and gang violence, we need to really take a look at that. We need to, like, lift up the blanket and not cover the blanket up of what's happening in our inner cities. We need to be the change that we wish to see in the world. And Marianne Williamson, who is a person, she has a book called The Healing of America. So everybody take a look at a book, Marianne Williamson, The Healing of America, and we all need to start being a healthy rebellion and start healing America.
Now, let me tell you all, too.
The change.
We are. You know what? And change starts here, starts with us, starts within. So we are the change. And the only way – I always say this, Sharon, all the time. Change doesn't change until you change. So if we want to make the change, we got to be part of the change. And, you know, speaking of, I want you guys to call in because tonight we're having an open forum on To The Max, meaning anyone can call in anytime. We're taking all calls. The switchboards are open. Sam, just keep an eye on them. The number here is 323-203-0815. Later on the show, we're going to play my girl, Sybil Hall, and my boy, Phoenix Stone. You know, they have Varsity Fan Club. We're going to play their song, Future Love, because they're blowing up all over the place, so we got to continue to support them. Now, speaking of music, Sharon, you've been working with Lady Gaga this week, haven't you?
And I think she has. She is coming out of everybody, LA Talk Radio. She's going to be performing the House of Gaga, and everybody needs to go see Gaga.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Provide for your name. Say hi to LA Talk Radio.
Hey, LA Talk Radio. This is Mika at the Chart House in Marina Del Rey. How are you?
What's going on? How are you? This is Max. You're live into the Max.
Awesome. That's so great. It's great to get our restaurant out there. And we're having a great time with Sharon. And
what am I eating?
And she's eating a macadamia nut crusted mahi-mahi, and she's enjoying life, and she's having a lobster bisque soup and some mussels. Everything's going really well.
All right, and now why don't you give us the rundown? What's the restaurant? Where are you located, and what's going on there?
We are located on Panay Way down in Marina Del Rey. It's called the Chart House, and we specialize in seafood and prime rib steaks. And we also partook in Dine in L.A., which really also got the word about it there to the general public. And business is going well, especially in an economy like this. So we're very excited to have Sharon and Larry here.
Well, and we're excited to have you guys on the air and let everyone know where to go to get some good food. So thanks for picking up the call when Sharon passed the phone.
Thank you so much.
All right.
On that note, I'm so happy right now. I'm going to have a sip of my margarita. I love you all.
No, this is what I'm
saying.
Heal
the world.
It's like,
everybody should look at Michael Jackson, Man in the World. Heal the world.
Yeah, you know what, Sharon? It's like I love having these spontaneous shows because this is what life is all about. Good times, fun times. You know what I mean?
Yes,
it's
but
like,
I love you, Max. To the Max.
We're doing whatever we want to do because we can. You know
what
I mean?
Let's go save Edna. Let's make a cause. Save Edna. Take it to Reno. Everybody, please donate money to Edna's cause. And let's, like, this woman, have faith and hope. And let's fly Edna to Reno, Nevada, and let's save this doctor, like, save her. Let's save Edna cause.
You know what? Let's start, we'll
everybody
start a Facebook
save
cause.
Edna.
Yeah, we'll start
let's
a Facebook
Let's do a Facebook.
Cause.
Save Edna.
Amazing.
Save Edna.
We're still going to
do it. Let's save Edna. That's what we're going to do. We're going to all save Edna. We're going to show the world that we are, like, we're going to save Edna.
Amazing.
We're going to teach everybody about faith.
Now, listen, let me ask you a quick question. So when can we, do you know Lady Gaga's dates, or should I pull them up here and figure them out?
I think you should pull them up, and she's going to be, I think, on the 13th at the Wilton Theater.
Yeah, all right.
And then
I'm
she's going to be on The View. We're doing The View. Tomorrow we're doing something with, I think we're doing a radio show tomorrow.
We got to get her on this radio show, Sharon. What's up with that?
We do, surely do.
We do. We have to. Does that mean you're coming out to New York with her when she's doing The View?
No, The View shooting here in Los Angeles.
Oh, they are. That's right. Did they pack up and go out there?
We're shooting, I think, on Tuesday, The View.
All right.
We're shooting Monday for a radio show, and then we shoot Tuesday for The View.
So you are busy.
I'm busy with Gaga, and I love Gaga. And I advertised her, everybody, on my Facebook. And Gaga is my – She's going to rule the world, everybody. Just understand that Gaga is going to rule the world. Just like Andy Warhol did. Andy Warhol and Lady Gaga. Everybody remember Warhol, Gaga.
And remember to call in. Everyone, call in. Sharon, tell people to call in. 323-203-0815. The lines are open, and I really want to hear from you guys. We're doing an open forum show tonight. So we're really just, like, chilling out.
Lady
it's like
Gaga and Andy Warhol.
Taking
and
over the
perfect world.
And
taking
Sharon
over the world.
Max. And Mama Makeup and Max taking over the world.
Yes. Heal Edna cause.
Yes, we're going to start.
And save Dino. Oh, my God, the animal cause was so amazing with Ashley Page. It was so great.
What?
We did
yes,
so many good things. I have no-kill shelter.
That's right. And now Ashley Page, her studio is, where's her studio?
1616 Cahuenga. And they have doggy adoption every Sunday at her store. So it's 1616.
It is. It's
so adopt a dog, everybody.
Well, you know what's funny is that my charity out here on the East Coast is Adopt a Dog, and we're raising money too now. So it's and I heard today that the SPCA is really suffering because people can't afford to keep their animals anymore. So they're getting so many dogs in. Isn't that awful?
I'm really upset. But you know what? We're going to do the best we can to save dogs. I'm going to do doggy hotels.
Max, all right. So what's up?
Let me tell you something. One thing, Max, that's really important is that, you know what? All we can do is the best we can. And you know what? The thing, we all have to be the change that we should see in the world. And all we can do is the best we can. And love is all there is.
That's right.
And just remember that on this note, love is all there is.
That's all there is.
That's all there is. And you know what?
We need to write a
love is all you need.
It's all you need.
Love is all
now
you need.
Now listen. Now let's talk about.
And wait until I do my documentary, Street Life, in the Bronx.
Wait.
And I'm really excited. We have to do, I'm going to hook up with Madonna. And we're going to do a benefit in the Bronx about street life. And we're going to do something with the Kabbalah Center. And we're going to do something, you know, because I was involved with David LaChapelle on Rise. And now this street life is going to be something really important in the Bronx, helping kids not going to gangs and help kids to make better choices in their life and work with community centers. And, you know, if we have to work at the Kabbalah Center to help with spirituality for life.
Well, you know what I want to talk about real quick? Oh, you know who you should call is Ralph Lauren. You know, Ralph Lauren is from the Bronx.
Oh, good. Let's call him.
Yeah, we got to call him too. But I want to talk about some breaking news with you. Did you hear today about this guy who went into church and, like, shot the pastor?
No.
Wow.
Well,
yeah, it happened today. It's sad.
That wasn't very nice.
That wasn't very nice.
It wasn't nice. He's going to burn in hell. You don't shoot your pastor.
No, you don't. Yeah, gunman.
Baby Gay was going to be a pastor.
Well, you know what?
Baby Gay, say hi to Talk Radio.
Hello, Talk Radio.
Hey, it's actually
Baby
Max.
Baby Gay is what's going to be a priest.
Well, why was
and
it?
And you
why
know what?
Well, then he can write a song. Hello?
Hi, what's going on? It's Max.
Hey, Max, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, I was. I was going to be a priest at one time. And then
what happened?
Well, I was going to be a priest because I was a big homo in the closet. And I went to a priest, and I went to confession, and he told me that, you know, living in the truth is where God is. And he said, if you're being truthful with yourself, then you're not doing anything wrong. And so I said, oh, so I could just be gay. And I was like, so I don't have to be a priest. Hello. Thank God for that one, right?
And now what church was that?
That was the Roman Catholic Church.
Where was this Roman Catholic Church?
In Huntington Beach, Orange County. It was St. Vincent de Paul, and it was Father Gus Crum.
Look at him. So
who is now at the Ascension Catholic Church in Portland, Oregon. He's the pastor for it. I hope I don't get him in trouble, but that's what he told me. He was nice.
Well, you see, what happens, what a difference a day makes, right?
What a difference a gay makes.
What a difference confession makes.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I'm going to hand you back to Sharon so I can finish my fillet.
Have a wonderful dinner.
Bye-bye.
So, Sharon, this is really funny that we're, like, having this whole radio show while you're having dinner. I think pass the phone to whoever else is there. I think it's hysterical. But
well, we're here in Los Angeles at the Chart House in Marina Del Rey, and it's really fabulous. And I suggest everybody should have, well, the mahi-mahi and the lobster bisque and the sea mussels, the award-winning clam chowder.
Well, next time we go there, they're going to give us, you know, next time we go there, dinner's on them because we're plugging the shit out of them.
But you know what? It's all about making choices. And Larry's, you know, Larry always brings a spiritual sense to me. Like when I need some spiritual advice, Larry always gives me like, and I'm like, wow, God, thank you, Larry. You know what? Like he always gives me like this amazing, like, and I'm just like, wow, Larry, you're amazing.
Sharon, you're amazing.
You're amazing. You're my favorite.
Now, okay. You know what? We're trying to have Charm call in because I know that she wants to say hi to us tonight. So,
Charm, I love Charm.
I know you're listening out there, so call in and be a part of the show. Anyone else? I invite you all to be a part of the show, and so does Sharon. So if you want to be a part of tonight's show, remember to call
Rocco.
In from unblocked number to
with Rocco.
Here's the number, 323-203-0815. I'm going to say hi to all of my...
Can I warn everybody something? I want to warn everybody
Warn us.
Okay. Now, please, everybody, do not ever make the mistake that I did by having this man come in from New York and come and hustle me. And basically, he hustled me out of a plane ticket, you know, Virgin American Airlines.
You know what, Sharon, we're gonna get into all the hustling and how not to be hustled, but we got a caller live right now, so caller, you're live onto the Max.
I love you.
Hi, Sharon. Hi, Max.
Is this
Charm? Who's this?
It's Charm.
Hi, Charm. We love Charm. You, Charm.
So, Charm, basically what we're talking about right now is how Sharon got hustled by some guy that was coming to come out, be her booty call, and he fucked her over, didn't pay her back. What do you have to say about that?
Didn't give me a booty call either.
And no booty call.
He didn't even give you a phone call.
He didn't even give me a booty call. He just, like, ignored
Sharon,
me. Like,
you bought
he ignored me like a bad marriage. He ignored me like we had a bad marriage. Like,
did
I laid on one side of the bed. He was supposed to pay me back and pay my business manager and pay his plane ticket, which was $285, and he took off and ran to the airport, like with the airport shuttle. Like, I was staying at the customs hotel by the airport, and he basically took the hotel shuttle and, like, took off to the airport. And I went to the airport, and I called my manager and basically tried to unbook his ticket. But I don't know what happened after that. Hopefully he got on the plane or didn't get on the plane. I don't really know, but I reported it.
Have you ever seen this guy before?
The security. Well, it was my fault. It was a blind date.
Bottom line, don't.
He sent me pictures of him, and he sent pictures of his things, private parts, to me on my phone.
Did you send pictures of yourself?
No. Well, he saw me on the internet. He Googled me, Sharon Galt. He Googled me, and he was in love with me. Well, no, he acted like he was really excited about coming to meet me. He knew what he was getting. He just wanted a one-day vacation to L.A. He always dreamed to come to L.A.
When did he return flight?
He left today at 3:40 to New York.
Amazing.
And I tried to block it.
You're fucking crazy.
You know what? You live and learn. You live and learn.
You do live and learn. You live and learn.
You live and learn.
Sharon, okay, let's...
What is it?
God's rejection.
God's rejection is God's protection. God's rejection is God's protection. So Priest Larry said, God's rejection is God's protection. So there you go. There you have it, LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Max on LA Talk Radio. Just took a little break there for a minute. But nonetheless, here we are live back again. Callers, call in 203. That's my number again. You know, it's this 203 in the middle of the 323, so I keep giving everyone my number. But people, call in to 323-203-0815. Sharon is enjoying her dinner, so we let her go. And Charm is probably going to call back in. So here we are, everyone. We just took a little commercial break. But I got to tell you a great quote that I heard today, and it is, choose love and truth over ego. So remember that this week. Choose love and truth over ego. Callers, call in 323-203-0815, and I'll be glad to take your calls. I'm going to say a big hi right now to all my Facebook friends that are online right now. Annalisa, Brian, Carolyn, Casey, Charm, Elizabeth, Gabe, Jordan, Melanie, Nicholas, and Peter. You guys are on right now, so a big hello to all you right now on Facebook. And so, yeah, this week was a crazy week. I'm going to Florida again this week. And I got to tell you, we've got an amazing show coming up in the future because we're going to have on, you know, he's a famous tennis player, everyone, Andy Roddick. I actually did a great event with him, and his brother is going to be my co-host, and he's going to be interviewing him. So I gave it to Andy's charity event, and it's going to be a fun show because his brother's going to have the opportunity to interview Andy Roddick on To The Max in the near future. But I leave for Florida this week. Eva LaRue, she's going to Miami. She's doing a magazine cover there, so we're going to a party down there. So we're going to have fun. Check out CSI Miami. You know, that's the place to be. And all right, so I want to tell you guys, another thing to do in New York is right now take advantage, everyone, of the prefix meals because they are clearly the thing to be doing right now in New York. I mean, really. So that's what's up. But like I said at the top of the show, we're going to have Varsity Fan Club, Future Love, the song coming on in just a little bit. So stay tuned for that because they are really – those guys are blowing up all over the place. So go you, Future Love and Varsity Fan Club, and congratulations on all your success. I know that success. I know that Sybil and Phoenix have worked their asses off to get you guys to where you are, and I know that you've worked your asses off to get yourself there too. So big up to you all. So I'm going to take some calls. Callers, dial in 323-203-0815. Tonight is going to be Max and Friends on To The Max, only here on LA Talk Radio, the place to be, everyone. So you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
It's Charm.
Hey, Charm. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just here in Austin, Texas.
Oh, my God. How funny was Sharon?
She's pretty funny.
She totally got booty called. The guy screwed her over. Didn't screw her, but screwed her over. She paid for his ticket, and she never got booty called, and he left. What's the moral of that story, Charm?
I think it's just use your brain. I don't know. I mean, who would pay for someone they don't know to come out? And I don't know. She acts like she's 16.
Good for her. We'll keep the world going around, right? But so what's going on there in Austin, Texas?
In Austin, Texas, well, next week is South by Southwest, a big music festival. So everyone's getting ready for that. There's a film festival at the beginning of the week and then music at the end of the week. It's going to be a, a live time in Austin, Texas. You should bring live. To the Max to Austin, Texas.
Well, we're there right now because you're calling live from there. Now, why don't you tell people about your business, Charm? Because I think that's a fun thing, too, to tell everyone. How you reorganized my life and everyone else's life in literally an hour. You came into my room and rocked my world. And I know people need to have, like, their whole life reorganized. So why don't you tell them about it, what you do?
Well, the bottom line is I'm a little bit of a organized anal freak. And when I walk into someone's place and I'm there, it seems like I'm ready to redo everything like I did at your house. But, yeah, it's kind of become a job for me. I'm assisted, actually, Sharon, when I lived in L.A., along with many other people, and basically what I did was organize their life. So
you are an organizer. Now,
I'm
callers,
an organizer. I'm a little bit of a crazy clean freak, Max.
You are. And you know what? If you guys have any call, I mean, this show's just going anywhere. Like, I promoted on my Facebook page tonight. We're having an open forum, no holds bar. We're going to talk about anything. So, callers, if you have any questions for Charm on how to organize your life, call in 323-203-0815 and become part of the conversation. So, Sharon, what's up? I miss you.
Where is she?
I miss you. All right, so what's going on in Austin this week?
Austin, Texas is about 84 degrees right now. It was today, at least. It's very nice and hot. Mm-hmm. And for South by Southwest, have you ever come to Austin, Texas, Max?
No, I haven't.
Okay, South by Southwest is like the big music festival. Everyone in the music industry in L.A. usually comes out for it. So it's a crazy crowded time in town. But there's bands that play. You get, you know, wristbands. It's people trying to be noticed and seen and picked up by radio, you know, companies, labels, and things like that. It's more of an industry kind of thing. But for people who live here, it's lots of free music, lots of great shows. You know, restaurants do all kinds of events. It's really fun.
It's
pretty awesome.
Thing to do. All right. In Austin,
and
Texas.
And it's spring break at the same time here, so there's lots of kiddos
on
the streets.
Is it spring break everywhere? Because I was just up in Vermont. It was crazy over there how many people were there.
I don't know. Might be. It's usually not in L.A. this early, but
I don't know what's going on. Because, you know, I'm going to Florida on Tuesday, and it's, like, insane because there's, like, no flights left. I don't know what's going on. People are traveling. Apparently the economy's good.
Apparently it is good. You know what? I say just don't look at the computer, don't watch the stock market, and everything's great.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, the new thing to do is to go online and do the stocks directly online because, like, E-Trade and all that thing. I mean, there are stocks that were, like, you know, $20, $30, they're literally 33 cents a stock now. It's insane.
Yeah. I guess you're saying it's a good time to buy, not a good time if you were already in.
You know? Oh, my God.
I actually took some of a, like a SEP IRA. It wasn't a SEP IRA, but something like that. From a company that I realized I had this money sitting, and I put it into some green stocks recently. And the guy I did it with said, I don't know anything about any green companies. I started laughing. That's the South for you. But it's actually growing. It's actually the one thing I have that's growing.
You know, Charm, you have a really sexy radio voice.
I've been told that before. Hi,
Max. Oh, my God. Everyone, you're listening live to the Max, and we have Demi Moore on tonight.
That is so funny. I got my hair cut yesterday, and the girl said, are you related to Demi Moore? Do you get that a lot?
Like I said, live on To The Max tonight, we have Demi Moore. So, Demi, what's going on? Tell us about Ashton. How are you guys doing?
Oh, you know, Demi actually stole Ashton from me, I'm pretty sure.
Play along. Let's get this, because someone's going to tune in and be like, oh, my God, all right, then I have Demi Moore on. So, Demi, what's going on, and how's Ashton doing?
Ashton is fabulous. He's just gorgeous. I love my young little hunk.
I know. And so how was it being on Oprah?
Oprah, I love Oprah. She's the best.
You know, you seemed really
nervous. Woman.
You seemed really nervous when you were on the show, but everyone loves you.
On Oprah?
Yeah.
I seemed nervous on Oprah?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, I missed it.
So listen, are you going to get pregnant with Ashton? Do you want to have a baby with him?
Oh, at least three.
Three?
I need three more so I can name them. Let's see. Chance, Love,
Kabbalah, and Kabbalah.
Kabbalah
and Madonna. So anyway, oh my God. So callers, call in to 323-203-0815. Coming up, we've got Future Love by Varsity Fan Club. So stay tuned for that song. And my quote for today, Charm, and tell me what you think of this, is choose love and truth over ego.
Oh, I love it.
Do you love it?
Definitely. I'm not one for ego at all. And I think truth and love, if you follow those rules, you'll have great friends, great people in your life, and your circle will only grow.
Yeah. And I'm quoting my good friend, Elizabeth. You know, she's my – Elizabeth. You know Elizabeth, the astrologer.
I do. She's now my friend on Facebook.
There you go. And you could be part of my fan club on Facebook, which is the To The Max fan club. So look for me on there and everyone join in. And so, okay,
Max,
here we go. Yeah, tell
why
me.
Why isn't Elizabeth reading my charts yet?
I don't know. We got to get her on that, don't we?
We do. And I wanted to thank you for my Elvis video.
Did you love it?
I love it.
All right, everyone. Charm's name is Charm. So I found Elvis did a song called Lucky Charm. If you don't know the song, go on YouTube and Google it, YouTube it. Lucky Charm, it's amazing. Okay, it's such a great song. But I know that some callers are trying to call in, so in just a minute we'll take your calls. Again, the number is 323-203-0815. Reminder to call in from an unblocked number so we can actually take your call. But did you like that video?
I did. The weirdest thing is my 14-year-old was watching an Elvis show today.
Really?
Yeah, and she said, I've never seen Elvis in a movie. And I said, are you kidding? And then I had it on my Facebook, and I played it for her.
All right. Awesome. Look at so, all right, so here's the deal. We've learned a lot today from Sharon and booty calls and paying for them and just be aware. And if a guy is going to text you his junk on – what do you think about, like, what would you do if a guy sent pictures of his junk to you?
If a guy sent pictures of his junk to me, I surely wouldn't buy him a plane ticket. I don't know about that, Max. I don't think I'm that kind of girl.
Like, my mind is still tripping around. I think it's, why not? Do you, listen, I'm the least to judge, so fuck them all and marry none is what I say. But you know what I want to tell you? Did you hear about this story today about the guy who went to church and shot his pastor?
I did not.
Some guy walked into church, shot his pastor, then stabbed two people and killed himself.
Where was this?
You know, it was down south. I don't want to say it's like down south. But it's somewhere. I'm going to pull it up right now and tell
you.
It was in
Texas.
No, but I was just shocked. I was like, holy shit, breaking news. Let's see. Where is this? I was just pulled it up. And now it's gone. But I don't know. You know what? Oh, we got a caller. So caller, you're live onto the Max. Who's this?
Hi, Max. It's Coco. How are you?
Coco, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great. We've got a crazy show tonight.
Wow. It sounds, you know, I'm just tuning in maybe about 5 minutes ago, but I've been listening a little bit, and you shared a quote, and I just want to share this quote with you. And it goes, success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. And if you love what you are doing, you'll be successful. And I just want to say, obviously, you love what you're doing. It comes across very well. And that is why you're successful. And I just wanted to kind of chime in and share that with you.
Thank you. So why don't you tell us the quote one more time? Because that's a great quote.
It reads, success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you are doing, you will be successful. And
that's the truth.
I truly believe that. You know, if you have a passion for what you do and you love what you do, obviously you'll be successful with it. And I believe that's why you are successful in the things that you do, because you love what you do.
I actually
do. And you're great at it.
Thank you. You know, this show was so last minute because I was supposed to be in Vermont, but I ended up coming home And then I came home early, and because I have a court date tomorrow, because apparently I went through a stop sign, which I didn't, so I'm going to fight it because I know the truth. But so I came home early that I'm going to Florida, and I wasn't even going to do the show. And I said, you know what? I'm doing an open forum. Have everyone call in. So I'm glad that Charm called in and that you called in. And I thank you for that quote. And now tell everyone where you have your radio show. Plug it.
Yes, my radio show is blogtalkradio.com/newbeginnings. The name of my show is Embrace Your New Beginnings. It's the empowerment show. So I'm on every Sunday, like Max, but I'm on Eastern Standard Time at 3 o'clock p.m. And I have some great guests that come on, and Max was certainly, you were certainly one of my guests, and we had such a fabulous turnout that particular day as
that
well.
That was a fun story.
So, yeah, it was really nice. It was really, really good. So I just want to congratulate you and much continued success.
Thank you, thank you. And to you too, Coco.
Thank you very much.
And be happy at doing it.
Huh?
And be happy at doing it, because you always
Absolutely.
Are.
You got that right.
All right. Have a wonderful night.
All right. You too now, Max.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wasn't that a great? Wasn't that a great quote, Charm?
Can you say that 5 times fast?
I can't. Wasn't that a great quote, Charm?
It was.
I think there's a lot of truth to that.
There's a lot of truth to that, and it's something that I've just really been realizing in the last couple of years since I moved here. Only been doing things that I enjoy doing, and somehow it just all works out.
All right, so this church thing happened in Maryville, Illinois. Is
okay,
that where that happened?
Near me.
Nowhere near Texas.
Nowhere.
So, but all right, so callers, we're going to take some more calls before we end the show here. Call in 323-203-0815. Charm, I'm happy that you're my I cannot speak today. You're my co-host, and it's a great, it's a great quote, and you're my co-host.
Max, you're
amazing.
Oh
my God!
I should have just gotten on the end of your tongue.
I don't know. I should have gone to bed tonight. Anyway, we have a caller. Caller, you're live on To the Max. Who's this?
Hi, Maxie. It's Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, what's going on?
I keep trying to talk about the pastor, and everybody keeps blowing you off, and it's so funny. It's not funny about the pastor at all. I mean, it's not funny at all.
I'm glad you called in, Jackie, because I know that you have something to say about this. So what? First of all, say hi to Charm. Charm, say hi to Jackie.
Hi, Charm.
Hi, Jackie.
All right, Jackie. So tell me
I'm
what your thoughts are.
You had them talking to each other, and I was like, oh, my God.
Well, there's been so much crazy stuff going on. I don't know what planet's where, but okay. So... So, Jackie, what do you
it's
think
not
about
funny,
this?
But no, I think the man even stabbed himself, which is even harder to believe. I think he shot other people. That takes it's insane. But
it
I only
takes
saw
a lot
little
of guts
snippet.
To stab yourself.
Wait, what? Yeah, I mean that's a commitment. But I'm sorry, I only read the little paragraph on CNN. So I really don't know the story. I can't remember what state it was, or you know,
it was in Illinois. It was in Illinois. It was in Maryville, Illinois.
Okay, bad day today.
Today was, but you know what? And I was talking to a friend of mine. I'm like, you got to come to my church. You got to come to my church. And could you imagine? You bring your friend to church that day, and all of a sudden, this is the day your pastor gets stabbed. I mean, oh my God!
Well, you know what's funny? It's not funny, but they didn't say any reason why.
Who? Yeah.
What set him off? I mean.
Just wake up one day and you're like, I'm pissed at my pastor. I don't know. I'm glad that you called in because people are like, think that I'm crazy that this happened. And I'm like, no, it really didn't happen.
No, I know. And then I emailed you the cocaine cast. Did you
read
that?
Yes, that I got. There was a story, everyone, just to brush you up. Some guy had his leg broken purposely so that they could wrap his leg in cocaine. And they tried to get into America and got caught. Yeah,
he was going to Spain. He was in Chile. He was going to Spain. And he's, you know, the definition of a mule. But that wasn't what was so crazy. It was, you know, that was kind of brilliant. But what they did was it, and he had a little bench with him. And inside of the bench legs, they hollowed them out and put cocaine in the bench legs. Then he really pushed it, and he had a six-pack of beer in his luggage. And the beer cans were filled with cocaine.
I missed all of that story.
it's insane. I mean, but there's been no other talk of it. You know,
well,
the story
I guess,
behind it.
The bottom line to that is desperate times call for desperate measures.
But they did reset his leg.
Yeah, okay.
It's like they really broke his leg. I mean, and then they reset it when he got to Spain. Wow.
Wow, sorry, unbelievable.
I thought that was the craziest story of the week until the pastor.
Yeah, that was a pretty good story because I, you know what, I was in Vermont, so I couldn't get the I couldn't watch the video, you know. But so that's that, Jackie.
So snowmobiling? What happened with snowmobiling?
Snowmobiling was amazing. It was a little bit warm, so the snow. Here's the thing, people: if you're gonna snowmobile, make sure it's cold enough to do it.
Cold.
We sank those snowmobiles. We played like Sink Your Battleship. I think we spent more time digging them out of the snow than we did actually riding on the snow. But you know what? It made for a fun weekend. What can I tell you, Jackie?
I don't know, but I know. I'm glad you went up there.
Yeah, so am I. You got to keep on living. Do what you got to do when you do it.
All right, well, Term, I missed the beginning of the story. I heard you organize things. I went in and out. So,
Term, actually,
we're
Jackie,
just
you know
radio.
What? Yeah, we're just having an open forum. It's like Oprah and Friends, Max and Friends, live on Friday, live on Sunday, whatever. But Charm came to my house and literally with 1 hour, and you know I have a lot of shit in my room, did my room over, and like unbelievable how she organized everything.
That's amazing. Good for you.
See, Charm is amazing. And I
so
recommend
Charm,
anyone.
I live in Austin, Charm.
Yeah, what? Now, how did you find Max in Connecticut?
I saw Max in Connecticut through Nikki, his sister.
Oh, Nikki. Okay. Did you? No, I'd be more impressed if you organized Nikki.
I didn't. I could have stayed and organized everything. I was into it. I
but we ran out of time.
Nikki.
No, that's nice. Well, Nikki's
so
great.
So Charm is part of Nikki's chocolate company, that whole So Shy thing.
Oh, okay, okay. I've yet to try the chocolate. Everybody says it's amazing.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm 9 months without migraines, and I started the chocolate just to eat it because my sister swore it helped me with my headaches. I've had migraines since I was young, and now I've decided I'm going to work it. 9 months, and all I do is eat chocolate. No medication, nothing.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
There you go, Jackie. Talk about
healthy
a testament.
Chocolate rocks the world.
It is healthy chocolate.
It's a superfood. It's not really about eating chocolate.
No, I know.
It's part of it.
You say
Nikki first invited me to a healthy chocolate party. I said, no, I'm going to an unhealthy vegetable party. I didn't know what she was talking about, and now I know. And everybody says it's great.
Well, you know what, you guys? And the healthiest thing I could tell you right now is that to choose love and truth over ego, because we got to wrap this show up. Time flies.
Wonderful.
Okay, Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah, right? Thank you so much. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. But we got everything going on.
Jackie,
thank you so much for calling in. Have a wonderful night.
Yeah,
and call me after the show.
Great to hear you.
Jackie, call me after. Call me on the house line so we could talk, okay?
Okay. All right. Take care. Nice seeing you, Charm.
All right, I'll talk to you in a bit. Charm.
Yes,
tell them where
they
can find your chocolate, Charm, before we wrap this show up.
My website is charmschocolate.com. And it has information on the company and the chocolate.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Matt.
And Future Love, unfortunately, we ran out, so we can't hear our song Future Love from Varsity Fan Club. But it's in my archives, so that reminds everyone. Go to maxtucci.com, click on To The Max, and you can get all my archives there. Go to latalkradio.com. You can get all the archives of all my past shows there. There's been some great shows. We've got Andy Roddick coming up in the near future. We also had some great past guests on, so check them out. Taja Seville. Just go there and check it out. And the quote of the week, everyone, is choose love and truth over ego. Charm, thanks so much for bailing me out and for being on the forum here on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. Have a wonderful night. And Charm, where are we going to take life? We say at the end of every show, where are we taking life?
We're taking it to the max.
To the max. And choose love and truth over ego, everyone. And we're out of here. Peace out. Good night. See you next Sunday. I'll be in Florida live. Back, Billy.
You're listening to The Max, only on LA Talk Radio.